Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to try to do today is a little more difficult than I thought it would be, which is to try to come to some sort of clarity on the dinim here in Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel tells me a halacha that seems relatively simple. We know that the din is that by a taruvis of min bimino, it's only a din d'rabbanan, and as such we could be makol if I have a suffix of shishim. Nonetheless, the Mechaber tells me, b'medvar mamurim, that's true only if it's nishbach. But if you have an isser shenis arif beheter behulafaneinu ve'i efshat lamod al shi'uro, right, let's say you have even an isser d'rabbanan, right? We'll say it's an isser d'rabbanan min bimino, that i efshat lamod al shi'uro, we can't figure out how much it is. Nonetheless, it's going to be aser. Right, we're only makel on a shayla of nishbach. We only say that min bimino because it's drabbanon. We're makel by nishbach. But if it's min bimino, even min bimino of an iser drabbanon, we're going to be machmir if it's not nishbach because we don't know how much it is. Now, when you get beneath the surface over here, there seems to be two separate reasons for this din as to how come we are machmir by a suffix d'rabbanan. Let's give the case. The case would be, let's say I have a mixture of some cheese. Now I send my maid to the store, and she, because I don't have enough cheese on the plate, I need a few more pieces of cheese on the plate, she goes to the store, and she doesn't realize that you're supposed to check for hashgacha on cheese, and I have a plate of cheese, it's all min bimino. Gvinas nachrim is only aser midrabanan. And there, I'm not sure if I have shishim, I don't have shishim keneged the isra. I don't remember how many pieces of cheese I had beforehand. I don't know exactly how many slices of cheese are in the package that she bought. So what happens in that case is you have to be machmir. But there are two separate reasons that the Poskin that the Rishonim say to be Machmir, the Beis Yosef quotes the reason of the Ran and the reason of the Rash. But and the Shach, the Heiliger Shach in Sifkat and Tes, also quotes both reasons. The first reason is the famous one, because it's not a real suffix. A suffix means that you don't know something. But if it's something that you should have known and you don't know, so that's called a suffix Chesaron Yedia, no? A suffix of nishbach, that's a bona fide suffix. I don't know how much kosher, how much, I don't know. That's a real suffix. But a suffix of chesar and yediya, right, you just don't know what. What don't you know? You don't know how many slices of cheese are in the package. You don't know how many pieces you had beforehand. You don't know. You know what? Bistu ashaita, right? And therefore, it's not called a suffix. It's a suffix chesar and yediya. It's not called a suffix at all. That's the svara of the Rashba. The Rashba derives this, as the Beis Yosef note, from the Gemara in Sadi Zayin in Chulin, where the Gemara speaks about kechal. Kechal is an udder of an animal, right? It's an utterly serious matter, right? So you have the kechal of an animal. So the Gemara has a question. How are you mishaer the kechal when you cook an udder, right? The udder is really basar v'chalav, no? Because the udder has milk in it, and the outer casing of the udder is meat. And you cook the udder with other stuff. So the Gemara has a real suffix. The suffix is, am I Mishayer Bekulai? Do I assume that the entire contents of the udder came out? Let's say the udder weighs 1 pound. So I assume that 1 pound of treifus came out, and I need 60 pounds of mevatel it. Or do I say, no, not Mishayer Bekulai. I don't assume the whole thing came out. I'm Mishayer, but my denothic mine? I'm Mishayer, how much left? Right? Whenever you cook something, did the entire contents leave or not leave Vesach Nishta? I don't know. Right? So maybe I should take my best guess and assume, my denothic mine? How much, right? You ask, how long was it cooking for? What temperature? And you know, you take a guess. Right? Obviously, something's been cooking longer, more of it came out. Cooking shorter, less came out. Right? The temperature came out. Right? Make a guess. So Zakhti Gemara, no, we're not going to be Mishab B'may Denafik Minei, no? We're not Mishab B'may Denafik Minei, you're Mishab B'Kulai. Says the Rashba, ooh, oh, I'm Mishayer B'Kulo. That teaches me that how come I'm not Mishab B'may Denafik Minei? Because that would be a Suffolk Chesaron Yediyah. I don't know how much left the udder. And safek chasarin yediyah hasnish safek. That's the hesber of the Rashba. Whenever something is not known, that is not called a suffix, that is the yesod of the Rashba. The Ran, however, has a different hesber, which the Beis Yosef quotes. And the Ran's hesber is something along the lines of this, that Chazal said, you know what, suffix chasarin yediyah, fundamentally, it's not so bad. But the rabbis are worried that people are going to abuse the privilege. If we're going to say the type of safek chasarin yediyah, that's a safek chasarin yediyah l'kol ha'olam, anyone could then go and could say, oh, you know what? It seems to me, my expert opinion is that a tiny drop left the kechal. Right? Only a tiny drop left. My expert opinion is that there for sure was shishim in the case of my cheese. My expert opinion. Who are you? Who are you? Like, the Ran says, you know what? We don't want to give Torah so shul kol echad echad the yada. Everyone is going to come and come up with their own idea. Oh, my opinion is that for sure was shishim. Therefore, the Ran says that the Chachomim made a special takana to answer this type of suffix. Unlike the Rashba, who's giving us a global principle of suffix chesaron yediyah not being a suffix, the Ran is not giving me a global principle of safek chasarin yediyah. The Ran is saying that the Chachamim felt that in certain cases we're worried that individuals will abuse their privilege, and therefore they decided to create an Isser. Ratzu Chachamim, Lahashvos, Midosehem, etc. That's the way the Shach explains the Ran. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, Schwartz, why are you kvetching so much? They're pretty similar, no? It's a safek chasarin yediyah, so I'm using like Aramaic terms. And the rabbis don't want you to use your privilege, I'm using English terms. But the ideas are pretty similar. Nonetheless, I think when you get into it, you'll recognize that there are some nafgaminas between the two. And all you have to do is follow the page in Shulchan Aruch carefully, and you'll notice some nafgaminas. Let's do Sifdalar. Sifdalar, okay? I'll give you one nafgamina between the Rashba's reason and the Ran's reason from Sifdalar and the Shachs of Katan Yud Beis, and then we'll come back and we'll learn the Taz, and we'll do some other nafgaminas, and then we'll start scratching our heads because we'll have problems. But ready? Let's go. Sifdalar. I have an Isser that's cooked with Heter, even if it's Makira v'hu Shalim, v'zarko tzor shishim, can they call it Isser? Let's say someone comes and puts a piece of chazer, throws some chazer into the chalent, no? And then you come home and you say, what's in the chalent? And they say, oh, this meat that we found on the counter. And you look at the meat and it says, chazer, glatz, treif, with hashgacha of all the priests. Right? Mamish, treif, a chazer. That there you threw in the chalent. So you scream, you're like, oy vey! Right? You reach in, right? You pull the piece of chazer out of the chalent right away. So, what's the din? You call the rabbi. The rabbi says, oh, don't worry about it. Right? All is not necessarily lost. It depends. Was there shishim connected the chazer or not shishim connected the chazer? Right? That's what the rabbi says, right? That's eminently reasonable. So you say, well, one second. How much chazer was there? So the rabbi says something like, oh, well, how much was the piece of meat that you took out? You say, one second. The piece of meat that I took out, right? That's the whole thing. But the chazer is cooking for a few minutes, right? It's not that the whole shtick chazer went into the chalent. Some of it went in, and some of it came out, no? So the rabbi says, no. We have to assume that Sar Shishin Kenegah Kol HaEsar, B'nei She'en on the Yoidim, Kama Yatsu Mimenu. We don't know how much Trefus went out. And what we're really worried about, we'll have to discuss this in greater length, is that maybe the entire time of the chazer left, this piece of chazer, and even though I have the same volume of chazer I took out that went in, but maybe what's now inside the chazer is kosher cholent that's encased in chazer. Right? You had a transfer of substances, no? It's kind of awesome. Chazer went out, kosher cholent went in. Okay, but that's the din. Now, consequently, if I cook in a shreifa pot, so I have to estimate the contents of the entire pot. No? I stick a tray for spoon in my cholent. I have to estimate the contents of the entire spoon. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter whether the pot or the spoon is cheres, eitz mataches, it doesn't matter. Correct? That's the din. Comes along the Shach and Os Yud Beis, and the Shach quotes, yeah, when we say it doesn't matter whether it is cheres or eitz or mataches, what we mean to say is la'afuke das harayver. Because the raiver, right? Now this raiver is found in the Torah's Habayis of the Rashba on page Aleph, Amud Gimel. Usually we only have Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, no? Because our Gemara Dapim, we only have one column. In the Torah's Habayis of the Rashba, right, you'll have two columns sometimes on the page. So this happens to be Daf Aleph Amud Gimel. Right? And it's like, not such a cluster's item, happens all the time, but it could be. So the Ravid, it's also in the Sefer Tmim Deim of the Ravid and Simon Zayin. The Ravid has a shita that there's a difference between Cheres and Mateches. Zok the Ravid. The Makar that we're not sure for how much Israel went out is the Din of Kechal. It's like Mon Sadi Zayin that we mentioned earlier. That din of kechal is that the kechal atzmai osar, right? That the kechal itself remains a shtikel isser. We assume that the udder of an animal is like a chaticha of isser. However, a cheres of mateches, a metal pot, I can't say that the metal pot is a chaticha of isser, because the metal pot, I could kasher it, correct? I kasher pots all the time. You could kasher a metal pot. So therefore, Zuck the Ravid, a metal pot is not at all similar to kechal, and by a metal pot, you're mishaer ba'omed yofek hamanofek minei. You estimate how much left. Right? That's what the Ravid says. And there's a chiluk between metal and cheres. By cheres, since the halacha is a klei cheres, eino yotze midei dofio la'olam, the klei cheres never have hechsher. So memela cheres is like kechal. So I don't know kama nafik mine. But when it comes to mateches, it's not dumya de kechal. If it's not dumya de kechal, so therefore I do an omeg yafe kama yotza mimenu. Right? That's the Ravid shita and the Shach quotes in Sivkat in Yud Beis, but we don't hold like the Ravid. Good? Why don't I hold like the Ravid? Look at the Goin, Os. Tesvav in the Likut, the Goyin wrote his commentary in different notebooks, no? And when his sons put together the Be'er Hagra, and the Be'er Hagra was not printed B'chayev, no? The Goyin was Nifter in 1797. The Be'er Hagra, I think, did not come out until 1808, and the first volume of Be'er Hagra that came out was on Yoredeya, no? The other volumes came out later. The B'nai HaMechaber put it out with the Haskama of the Bezin of Vilna. Bezin of Vilna felt you're not supposed to publish some of the Goin unless we give you permission. They gave the sons permission to print his notebooks on Shulchan Aruch. And the notebooks, in order to distinguish which was in which notebook, so Likut is a later notebook or a different notebook than the first Be'er Hagra. So in the Likut of the Goin, the Gong quotes that this din of Bain, Cheres, Mateches, etc. is lafuki from the Ravid. Because of Heich Efshar Shenishar B'Kulo, M'Kilo Kulo Aser, Harayata Machshilo B'Hagola. Right? The Ravid says, how can you be Mishar B'Kulo? What, you're going to assume that the entire Kedair of Mateches is treif? That, what, based on what we said by Kechal, it's not Shayech. Based on what we said by Kechal, because Kechal is a chatich of iser, but a keder shama teches, you can kasher it. So it's not dreaming to kechal. That's all the Ravid. Aval, what's Beis Tav Hei stand for? Betoras? Toras Habayis. Toras Habayis is? The Rashba, Rabbi Solomon ibn Aderet. He died in 1310. We don't know when he was born, because when he was born, he was just called Shlomo. We have no idea what year the Rashba was born, no? He was just a little kid when he was born. And then he became the Rashba. So by the time he was Nifter, we know who he was. B'taras Habayis Hiksha Olav. The Rashba asks on the Ravid, De'im ken kechal nami. Afsha aza eno hechsha mikomokum koidim shenofal hari atam emariko b'kriyo v'ticha v'hei hechsha. Right? The first taina of the Rashba on the Ravid is that kechal also has a heter. The Gemara speaks about how I could possibly mash your kechal. What I do is I make an X on it, and then I take it against the wall. I always want to do this. It'd be so much fun. I don't think you're allowed to buy kachal in America. You're not allowed to sell like organ meat, technically, no? But technically, you could make an X on it, and then like smush it against the wall, and it will come out, and that's how you mashir it. So says the Rash, but there is hechsher even for kachal. That's point one that he makes. Let's go weiter in the Gain. Oh, the old kevan she'amru b'gemara mishum delo yadinan kama nafik mali chozer lehechshero o lo. Zuck the Rash, but his second taina is 1 second. The Gemara says lo yadinan kama nafik. We don't know how much left the kachal, and therefore it doesn't matter if it's a keder of cheres or a keder of mataches. You don't know how much iser leaves the pat. In other words, what the Rashba is asking on the Raivin, the second kasha of the Rashba, is Raivin, sir, it's a suffik chisaron yidia. No, and a suffik chisaron yidia hastens to suffik. The suffik chisaron yidia is—it's not a suffik at all. So Raivin, how can I be makel on the kedera shel mateches and say I'll estimate how much came out? You don't know how much came out, right? Suffik chisaron yidia. Suffik chisaron yidia is not a good suffik, right? Now, what's the pshat in the Raivin? Right, l'chora the Rashba is asking a bam kasha. Suffik chisaron yidia is no good. What's the right? What is the right? The Raivin holds something along the lines of the Ran that we said earlier. The Ran told me that the din that I'm not makel is a special takona the Chazal instituted in certain cases. Oh, in Kenim Hadvarim, I could say, oh, Chazal instituted that takona by a Kedera Shel Cheres, but they didn't make that takona by Kedera Shel Mateches. They instituted that takona by stuff that's Dumya de Kechal. Right? But the Rashba don't go for that. The Rashba says, no, there's a categorical rule that suffik chisaron yidia is not a good suffik. It's never a good suffik, no? So the Rashba asks on the Raivin, right? And Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba, not like the Raivin. And we assume that suffik chisaron yidia is a suffik across, suffik chisaron yidia is not a suffik across the board. So what I'm trying to suggest, I don't think this is so radical. I think it's looked in the Veritar. I think it's there in the words of the Torah's Habayis. When the Rashba is asking on the Raivid, the Rashba is asking based on his Shita that there's a rule that Suffik Chesamin Yediya Hasnish Suffik. According to the Ran's reasoning, that you know what? Sometimes the Chachamim felt that we can't rely on a Suffik. So, it's a special takana miyuchedes. Sometimes they felt that way. So, imkenim hadavarim, so then we could possibly distinguish between keder shel cheres and keder shel mateches. The Raivin only gets off the ground if you don't tell like the Rashba. That's point one. You seem confused, Kiwi. Right? Let's go on. Ready? If Kiwi's not confused, then we can go back there. Now, the Taz in Sifkatin Vav. The Taz is bothered by a kasha. He says, you know what? We have this din that Safek Chesaron Yediya is not a good Safek, and the Safek Derabbanan I'm going to be Machmir on. Because you don't know, but it doesn't count as a Safek. Frek the Taz Akasha from Simin Pei Aleph. Right? In Simen Pei Aleph, it says in Shulchan Aruch that as follows. You make cheese from animals, from milk of animals, correct? I think this should not be a chiddush. This is stuff we should know so far. We make cheese from milk of animals. The way you make cheese, you take the milk of an animal and you leave it in a curdling agent, you make the cheese, gevaldik. In order for the cheese to be kosher, it's got to come from an animal that is not a trefa. If the animal is a trefa animal, so then yotzei min ha-tamei is going to be tamei, the milk that came out of the animal is going to be treif, and consequently the cheese is going to be treif. Right? So far this is simple math. Let's say I have an animal that I've been using to make cheese for a while, and then you find out that the animal, Nebuch Por Elsi, was a treifa. So Shulchan Aruch says, well, right, now we have a shiloh. It's a couple thousand dollars worth of shiloh over here, because I have lots of cheese, no, that came from Elsie. Let's say I only have one cow. It's a simple case. Cases of more cows we'll talk about in a few minutes. I only have one cow. And Elsie's been making my cheese for a while. And now I shecht Elsie, and I find out that Elsie is a treifa. She wasn't kosher. So what about all the cheese? Thousands of dollars of cheese. What do I do? So Shulchan Aruch says, well, it depends on the type of treifa that Elsi is, no? There are certain treifas, there are yudchas treifas, there are 18 deformities that could make an animal non-kosher. Some of the treifas, we could say, happened very recently. Let's say tnikra krum shalmayach. Let's say the membrane of the brain has a rip in it. We don't even check for this treifa, it's so unusual. But your bad luck, you checked for it. And you see, oh my gosh, it's Nikra Krum Shalmoach. Yeah, but the cheese is still kosher. Because Nikra Krum Shalmoach, Shulchan Aruch says, we assume that that treifa happened very recently. It happened just now. Right before you shechted the animal, the brain membrane ripped. It's not a long time treifa. Let's say there's a treifa, though, that a yaseres. You notice that the animal has an extra thumb, an extra digit. So first of all, you idiot, like you didn't notice all the years. And the animal has like an extra leg or something over there. Now what's going on? So yeah, that's not the type of thing that could have happened very recently, correct? I don't think that right before the shechita, suddenly, oh my gosh, it grew a new finger, boom! Don't work like that, no? Presumably the animal had it for a long time. Oh, okay, the animal had it for a long time, right? So only it's going to be treif. What about a treifa? That's the most common treifa for us, called a sircha. A sircha means that there's an adhesion to the lung. Glot kosher is supposed to mean, might not mean that. I was speaking to some of the guys this morning about this briefly. Glot kosher, lamaisa, does not mean that the lungs are perfectly clean of adhesions. Glot kosher means that the sheikhtim assume that the stuff that is an adhesion to the lungs isn't halachically called a sircha at all. That's what glot kosher means in America. Sheikhtim have masuras here, but technically speaking, right, the animal that's supposed to be glot kosher shouldn't have any adhesions to the lungs. Okay. If an animal has some adhesions to the lungs, so they're complicated halachas in Yeridei Simin Lamed Tes about the type of adhesions that make the lungs non-kosher, type of adhesions that make the lungs kosher. In other words, there are five different lobes of the lung, two on the right, two on the left, and one in the middle, basically. Shtei umot, shtei umnot, and the varda. That's the way it's known. And sometimes the adhesion could be a problem, sometimes it's not a problem, those are the details. Let's say I find a adhesion to the lung that made the animal a treifa. The animal is non-kosher. But now my shayla is, did this adhesion develop very recently? Or did the adhesion develop, right, a long time ago? And the nafkamina is all the cheese that I have cheesifying. Right? Is it kosher cheese or treif cheese? Right? That's a serious question, no? Thousands of dollars right on that question. So Shulchan Aruch, the tour in Simin Pei Aleph, the Torah quotes that this is a machlekes harishonim. No? The Rashba said that all the cheese is going to be treif. Because I don't know when this adhesion developed, said the Rashba. And therefore, right, all the cheese that came from this animal is going to be treif. That's what the Rashba says. We don't follow that Rashba. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Pei Aleph follows the Rush, the Bar Pukta of the Rashba over there. By the way, if you read the Taz starting from the end, it ends up clearer than if you read the Taz starting from the beginning. Right now I'm saying over the last part, the last like four lines of this tapas. But the Rush argues on the Rashba. And the Rush says, you know what, we could be Megal based on a Svek Sveka. We're not sure when the Sircha developed. Point one. And even if the Sircha developed a long time ago, not every Sircha is automatically a problem. There's a Machlokas Rashi and Taisus and Elu Trefis about whether every Sircha means that by definition there's a Nekev in the Reya. Does every Sircha mean that by definition there's a hole in the lung and the Sircha is covering the hole? Or does a Sircha mean that we're not really sure and we'd have to technically be Mavara? No? This Rush that is Mekol in Shulchan Aruch on the Sirchas, that if the animal is found to be a trefa through a sircha on the lung, the Rush is Mekol based on the Svek Sveka. We're not sure, A, when the sircha developed. Did it happen right now? Did it happen a long time ago? B, even if the sircha developed a long time ago, Mehecha Tesia, the sircha is a real trefa. Svek Sveka, no? This, by the way, sounds like the famous Svek Sveka that everyone in Brisk had. Right, maybe it's Mutter, maybe it's Aser. Imtim Suleimar, it is Aser, maybe Reb Simcha Zelig has a kula. No? Reb Simcha Zelig was the Dayan in Brisk, who was known for being a tremendous Mekel. Right? So this is his granddaughter, Dabman's and Maishola. She always tells me stories about that she heard from her father. She didn't know her grandfather. Reb Simcha Zelig was killed by the Nazis, no? But she always tells me that her father said over stories from the grandfather. He was apparently a very big Mekel, but both Reb Chaim and Reb Velvel appointed him as the posek in Brisk, as the dayan in Brisk, in part because Reb Chaim thought that his derech halimud couldn't be used for psak halacha. The Brisker derech sometimes analyzes so many possibilities that you don't know exactly how I hold when all is said and done. I just explained the Raya, I just explained the Rashba. They both sound so good. I don't know how to be Machriya, no? So, Reb Chaim felt that he needed a Dayan to be Machriya. That's the way Reb Zevin quotes it in the Ishim Veshitos. There are other theories as to why Reb Chaim didn't pass in Shailas, but this, I think, is the best theory. So now, those are total aside, by the way. There has absolutely no Shaykhis to this Shach. The top time. Now, the Taz points out that how can I say over here that Safek Chesaron Yediya is not a Safek? Now, over here we're talking about a din of Safek Dirabbanan Lahakim, right? Like our case of the Trefa Givinus Akum that ends up on the plate with the kosher cheese. That's a Safek Dirabbanan, and I'm not going to say Safek Dirabbanan Lahakim if it's a Safek Chesaron Yediya. But in Simen Pei Aleph, we assume that this by the cheese, that the suffix of the sircha is a real suffix, even though we don't know when it developed, and we don't know how to, we don't know if we could figure out if it's a real trefa, but we assume that it's a suffix. It's a suffix for some yediya. Right, we just said, suffix for some yediya is not a good suffix. Frek the Taz in Simin, Pei Aleph, we assume that suffix for some yediya is a good suffix, no? So that's the Taz's kasha. And frek the Taz, really? Well, you know what? This case, in Simen, the case in Simen Pei Aleph, is a Safi Chesaron Yediya L'Kol HaOlam. Nobody knows when the Sircha developed. Nobody knows whether the Sircha means that there's really a Nekev there or not. No one knows. Oh, if it's a Safi Chesaron Yediya L'Kol HaOlam, that is a good Safik. That's what the Taz says. Hezbar HaDavar L'Cha'ora is that Safi Chesaron Yediya means it's Das Shotim, but you can't say the whole world is a Shota. Just to get political for a second, Donald Trump assumes the whole world besides himself is a shote that doesn't speak very well for a certain presidential candidate. Right? If the whole world is a shite, it don't work like that. So therefore, the Taz is saying that if it's a suffix, that is a good suffix. But the Taz points out at the end that this is only true according to the Rush. The Rashba himself, who learns from Kichal, so the Rashba is going to say that suffik chisaron yediyah l'chol ha'olam is also not a suffik, right? Now you get my problem? I got a steer in Shulchan Aruch according to the Taz. Let's unpackage it again. In Sif Dalin, I am machmir that what? A machmir that the pat, I assume, right? Everything is trait. You would take a tibia shell, matat. I say that we don't know kam enough of mini, everything is trait. Why? The goyim explained, based on the Rashba, that the Rashba argues on the Ran, and we hold like the Rashba, not like the Ran. That's what I see in Simin Sadiches. But go back to Simon Pei Aleph. In Simon Pei Aleph, the way the Taz puts it all together, we paskin against the Rashba in Simon Pei Aleph. Because the Rashba would say that suffik chisaron yediyah l'chol ha'olam is what? Is still a suffik chisaron yediyah. It's still not a good suffik. Yet in Simon Pei Aleph, we paskin, like the Rush, against the Rashba, we paskin that it is a good suffik. So now I got a little bit of a problem, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Because I have shtickl stira in Shulchan Aruch as understood by the Taz. Is this clear, Mr. Jansker? I'm going to pick on you now. Is it clear? You want to say it over? I should say it over. Is there someone from the jury who wants to say over the stira in Shulchan Aruch based on the way the Taz understands Sif Gimel? Who should we pick on? Mr. Pressler, I want to pick on you.
Hey, next year.
I should ask, who was in Rabbi Rosenzweig's share? Because guys who are in Rabbi Rosenzweig's share is perfectly legitimate to pick on them. Others, it's less legitimate, but I'll pick on you anyway.
So, in the Aleph, he says that the Rush pulls it up, it's big of that gets you suitable. And so, he said, and so the task points out that the first suffix, which is telling whether that we don't know if the sirfa is really a true moment or not. So that's telling this idea yet.
Yeah, we hold of it.
Yeah, we hold it as a suffix. Whereas here we're pointing out that it's a chisaron yediyah, and therefore everyone asks that.
So that's right. So the Taz asks a kasha. Over here we say suffik chisaron yediyah is not a good suffik, and Pei Aleph it is a good suffik. So how does the Taz answer?
He says the difference between chol olam and yod.
Right. The suffik chisaron yediyah chol olam. So that is a good suffik. But the Taz at the end points out that that's true only if I don't like the Rashba. The Rashba himself says that suffik chisaron yediyah chol olam is not a good suffik. Because the Rashba brought a raya from the din of Kichal. Kichal is a suffix that's on your din of Chol HaOlam. I don't know Kamenofik Minei. And, right? Therefore, the Rashba would argue on Sif, on Simin Pei Aleph. Right? That's the Achri Kichal Sakol according to the Taz. So, okay. Got that. So that means on Simin Pei Aleph, Shulchan Aruch does not ask it like the Rashba. But in Simin Sadiches, in Sif Dalet, we do pass him like the Rashba, no? Because there's a Machlikas Rashba and Ran, which boils down to a Machlikas Raivin and Rashba about whether by Kedemash Amatefes I can be Meshachar Ha'omer Yafeh, and I don't hold like the Ran. I don't hold like the Raivin. That means I do hold like the Rashba. That means that Safi Kesarim Yedil Ha'olam. That means I hold like the Rashba's Hezbrof. If I hold like the Rashba's Hezbrof, Safik Chisaron Yediyah, So then, presumably, I should be consistent and say even Safek HaSarim Gedei L'Chol HaOlam is a Safek, and yet it's clear from Simon Pei Aleph that I don't talk like that in the Kuda. So this is something that's been bothering me. Whew. It's all on the page, gentlemen, no? Not much all here. Yeah, Kivi?
Can we say that we only pass on like the Rashba by Chasrin Yediyah that's not L'Chol HaOlam?
Yes. In other words, but we, and as we have to kind of say something like we're picking and choosing, we're not really holding like the Ran Svara of certain dinim they asked and certain dinim they didn't. We hold like the Rashba Svara of Safek HaSarim Yediyah, but we don't hold like the Rashba completely of Safek HaSarim Yediyah of Kol HaOlam. The problem is that this falls when I'm trying to figure out the Makar HaDavar. Because if the Makar is from Kechal, remember, the Taz at the end had a whole shtickle Taira. Is Kechal a derivative or is Kechal the Makar? No? The Taz is bothered that the Beis Yosef has a question, that the Lashon HaTor is Hilkach Kechal. What do you mean, Hilkach? Kechal is the source of everything. No? It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, right? There's a Hiluli of Shemayim and Aretz, which actually was a big Kechal. And that's basically what's going on here. I think that was probably Kfira. Yeah.
The
sphere
is that in
Pei
Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch passes like a rush.
Rush against the Rashba, right?
That it's, so he says that it's mutter.
Shulchan Aruch assumes that's mutter, that we're going to assume that the Sircha case, is, the cheese is permitted, because it's Safek HaSarim Gedei L'Chol HaOlam.
And here he's saying.
And here we hold like the Rashba against the Ran. So. Well, my point is like this. If I hold like the Rashba against the Ran, that means I'm assuming that Kechal is the source of everything. The entire din of Safek HaSarim Gedei comes from Kechal. Im Kenim had Devarim, so just like Kechal is a Safek L'Chol HaOlam, so the din should be that Safek HaSarim Gedei L'Chol HaOlam is not a good Safek. And yet it says in Simon Pei Aleph that Safek HaSarim Gedei L'Chol HaOlam is a good Safek. No? So the Taz was saying that within the Cholkim on the Rashba. But the last couple of lines in the Taz, when the Taz is explaining the Rashba, the Taz is saying, oh, Rashba, for you, Kechal is the source of the entire din of Safek HaSarim Yediyah. And therefore, right, the Taz is Hesber that Kechal is a Safek in the Shear, right? I'm not sure how much came out, it's different than all this. Way. That's only true in the Cholkim on the Rashba. For the Rashba, that the Taz is not speaking in those lines according to the Rashba. This is really... Should we read the Taz inside, or... I think this is Pshat in the Taz. I'm pretty convinced this is Pshat in the Taz. If you guys want to fight about this, we can fight about it tomorrow. But Hayot say like this.
Maybe we'll see if I can see an edge fight.
Okay, Hayot say like this. I think there are other approaches that we could take. The Shach has a different mahalach here than the Taz has, no? The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach never asked the Stira between Simon Pei Aleph and the Stira and our Simon. Right? The Taz is famous Stira, where the Safek HaSarim Gedei is a good Safek. We see in Simon Pei Aleph it's a good Safek. The Shach is like Machnish Vissendik. He never asked the question at all. Why not? So, I have two reasons on the page why the Shach did not ask the question at all. I have the Tzvila Tzaddik. The Tzvila Tzaddik was the Kotzker, no? The Tzvila Tzaddik has his Mahalach. Have to find the Shabbat. I'm pretty sure the Tzvila Tzaddik is the Kotzker. The Tzvila Tzaddik has a Mahalach that there's a difference between our case, where some Isser fell in, and I'm not sure whether they're Shishim or not Shishim. I can't say Safek to Rabban L'Hakil Zak the Tzvila Tzaddik, because that's called in a case of Ischaza Kisura. We know for sure some Isser fell into the mixture. That's Ischaza Kisura. By Ischaza Kisura, we can't say Safek Drabbanan Lahakel. No? That's what the Tzvi Tzadik says. He writes, Lule Devarim, if not for the Taz, I would give a different answer. Dekan is Chazak Yisura. Devadei Nothal Iser Kan. When the Safek is in the Shir. But by the case of Safek, in the case of the Sircha, excuse me, it's a Safek whether there's an Iser or not. By Sircha, there's a Shaila. Is there any Iser whatsoever? Over here, you know for sure some Iser is in the pot. It's a case of Ischazik Yisura. We already spoke once upon a time about how in Simen Kuf Yud, in the Shach Sif Katin Samach Dalet over there, no? The Shach had a big machlekes. The Pri Chodesh argued with the Shach whether I assume Safek to Rabbanon Lahakel B'makom Ischazik Yisura, no? The Pri Chodesh felt that you can't say Safek Drabbanon Lahakel B'makom Ischazik Yisura. But the Shach said you still say Safek Safek Drabbanon Lahakel B'makom Ischazik Yisura. We spoke about this in Kuf Tes. We had a whole shtickle Torah about the case of if I have a Safek Drabbanon of Chad B'chad, no? Whether I'll be makel by Chad B'chad or Safek Drabbanon. So we tried to explain that's the Shach L'shitasai. Right? So based on our Shtickle Torah way back when, that's why the Shach can't hold of this vart of the Tzvila Tzadik. Right? The Tzvila Tzadik is saying that you can't be make on our case, because even though it's a Safek Drabbanon, but it's Chazak Yisura. And we're not make on the Safek Drabbanon Lahakel, but Makom is Chazak Yisura. But the Shach, the Halakha Shach, in Kuf Yud Sivkot and Samach Dalet, it's not really Sivkot and Samach Dalet, no? It's O Samach Dalet and the Kloli Svek Sveka, whatever it means. But according to that famous Shach, we will say Safek Drabbanon Lahakel, Makom is Chazak Yisura. Oh. But the Shach himself in the Kudus HaKesef has a different answer. Shach says, there's a difference between the case of Simen Pei Aleph and our case. Zok Shach, our case is really Chesaron Chochma, Chesaron Yediya. Because you can't figure out the Shir. Avo Hasa, but by the case of the Sirchas, Midina it's Kasher. Da Efshel Mivdak B'Kaishrin Ubin Neficha. You could check the lungs. You could check it B'Kaishrim, use warm water, like just like I could check a tire, right? To see if there's a hole in the tire. You put it in some warm water and you're rotating. You see if it bubbles, that's called B'Dika B'Poshrim. And you could check with Neficha. Ela D'Machmirin V'Amrino D'Loi B'Kiyin Anan. But we're Machmirin, we say we're not bucky as to whether or not there's a hole. So since it's only a chumra, right? B'Ikai then we could check. It's only a chumra that we don't check. So therefore, it's not called a sarin yidiya. A suffix in a chumra, zok Shach, is not called suffix chesaron yidiya. No? And therefore, there's a difference between simen pei aleph and our case. In simen pei aleph, by the sircha, that's a suffix in a chumra. Because mi'ikar adin, all I have to know is whether or not a hole, and I can check if there's a hole. Elamai ino b'kiyim. We have a chumra that we're not sure. Maybe we'll miss the hole. Maybe it's such a tiny hole, I'll miss it. So therefore, we're machmiranti, because it's a chumra not to. The Shach says that's why over there it's a bona fide suffix. But over here, it doesn't count as a bona fide suffix, because here it's really a suffix in chachma. It's a suffix in kasar yediyah. That's how the Shach answers. Just to confuse you further, think about this Nekudas HaKesef in light of the last line in the Pesachei Teshuva, Sifkatan Ches. Pesachei Teshuva, the end of Sifkatan Ches, discusses, one second, can't we check every case? Just have a Kfeila come? No? A Halakha Gai? Halakha Gai? No. So it sounds bad. So it comes along the Pesachei Teshuva says, yeah, but we don't rely on kfeilos anymore, no? One second, but why don't I rely on kfeilos anymore? Isn't that also just a chumra? If it's just a chumra, so according to the Shach, then it should be a real suffix, no? Then I should have to, right? Then it should count as a suffix, it shouldn't be a chesaron yediyah. Woo! Right? So that's something. That's something to put in, to put into the cheshbon and to try to figure out. I want to talk next time, just two more ha'aros about these dinim of safek chesaron yediya. Look in Siman Pei Aleph in the Shach Sifkat El Ches and the Goyim Arsha over there, and look in the Shach in Siman Yud Daled Sifkat in Yud Beis. Both of these Shachs are quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in the parentheses. Right. Something I began to figure out this year is that when there are Mara Mekomis in the Pisrei Tshuva and he says Ayin, if you look it up, there are gold mines. So look up some of those dinim and we'll try to put it together. There's a Goyim Asha Ohan Simen Hey'al who tries to put everything together based on that Pisrei Tshuva. So maybe we'll begin with that next time. And next time I also want to discuss the question of teva ha-chela ha-chela. Now if I have chela that falls into the mixture, so I pour cold water in and that raises the chela up. No? So is that a din d'oraisa? That's a din d'rabbanan. Look in the Prima Gadim over here, to Sifan Tezayin. There's something in the Prima Gadim on the shaft. That's one issue. And look in Aruch HaShofan, Osios Nunhei and Nunfav. The Aruch HaShofan, Mamesh, changes Judaism. Okay, so we'll talk about this in Yetz Hashem tomorrow, and we'll try to finish Sif Dawa to the best of our ability. Okay, Chevra, again, Yosef Dov apologizes for being mabato these last couple minutes of shiur, but you understand why we're doing this.